Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text upon which we base meditation is the gospel lesson we read before. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts to hear, and with our soul to draw near to you in faith. Grant, O Lord, unto us that we hear not just with our ears, but with our heart, so that we may daily grow in faith and service to you as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the fall season is fast approaching. The weather, the cooler weather the last couple days points that out to us. But we have many other signs that the harvest season is near. In fact, the harvest season of grain is already past, and we're shortly going to be to that of the corn and beans and other crops that we have in our fields. Those of you who have gardens are finding that your gardens are producing all sorts of vegetables and good things to eat at this time of year. And so we know that fall is soon here and the harvest season is there. But we also know that harvest is very quickly followed by winter. And we find then, the farmers amongst us at least, that this time of year sort of begins to get a little bit of an urgency. We sort of begin to sense that there's a short amount of time before everything must be done and the harvest must be completed. And that's also in our text for today. Jesus looks out and he sees the harvest season also fast approaching. But there's a difference. Jesus is talking about the harvest of souls. Harvest of souls, those who will be saved and be able to enter into heaven, into the salvation that has been prepared for them by God and by their Savior, Jesus Christ. And so there's a whole different category that we see when Jesus speaks of the harvest season. And Jesus also knows something else. He knows that the vast majority of the harvest is not going to be gathered in. He knows that the door to hell, the gateway to hell, is a broad road. Many are on it. But he says the road to heaven is a narrow road, and few are on it. So the number of people entering heaven is far less than those that will be going to hell. And that also raises concern and an urgency. The road to hell is broad and easy to be on, but the road to heaven is full of all the devil's pitfalls and all the devil's temptations. It means, so to speak, if you're going to be on the road to heaven, it means going against the grain, going against the crowd. It's sort of like if you've been to a Vikings game and you went and got some coffee or something in the middle of the fourth quarter and you're starting to go back up the aisle to your seat, and maybe you happen to be in the top row. And just before you get in that aisle, the other team scores, and so the people figure the game's over. So they're all going out, but you want to get back to your seat. And to do that, you got to fight against the crowd. They're going one way, and you're trying to go the other way. And it's very difficult to do. It would be much simpler to just, so to speak, turn around and leave just like the rest of them and find your car as well than to try to fight the crowd and get back to your seat and back to maybe the other people that are waiting there for you. You could step out of the aisle every once in a while, let the people go by and hope you find a little opening, but that really isn't going to get you there very quick either. And that's what Jesus says the road to heaven is like. But we need to stay on the road. We need to stay in the aisle. We need to fight and go against the grain in order that we may achieve and receive salvation before Jesus says the door is closed. And if we're one of these people that's going to turn around, go with the crowd, or step out of the aisle every once in a while and wait for the people to go by, Jesus says we're not going to make it. The door will be closed before we get there. These are sort of the people that, you know, they're not against God. They like to worship God on occasion at least, but they just sort of find that worshiping God is kind of done when it kind of fits the schedule nice, when it's convenient, when we have nothing better to do than let's go and worship God today. Let's go to church. As long as it doesn't interfere with any other plans that we might have, then we can take time to hear God's word. But if someone is making fun of God, someone's making fun of people who worship God or making fun of the scriptures and the word of God, we just stay quiet. It's sort of like stepping out of the aisle at that moment and letting the crowd go by. And Jesus says, if we do that, we're not going to make it. The door to heaven will be closed before we get there. And so we need to ask, what's going to happen at the end of our life's journey? Are we going to hear Jesus say to us, come, come you blessed of my Father. Come and enter the mansions that I have prepared for you. Enjoy heaven and the salvation that has been prepared for you by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Are we going to hear the words of our text where Jesus says, depart from me. I don't know you. I don't know who you are. And then we might say, well, you know, you taught in our church. We heard you preach one time in our church. We read your word. We even attended and had supper with you a couple times in our life. But Jesus is going to say, I don't know you. We pray that that's not the case with us, that we will hear Jesus say, come, blessed of you, my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. And so we are to work out our salvation, so to speak, Jesus says, with fear and trembling. Yes, we are saved by faith. But faith is active. Faith is busy. Faith is doing things. As James says, show me a man who has faith, and I will show you a man by his works who has faith. How our works, our worship life, our study of God's word. Where there's faith, there's the fruits of faith. And the fruits of faith are our life of service to God, our life of thanksgiving, our life of praising God. The fruits of faith is a striving after righteousness. There's a person who's willing to go against the grain, to go against the crowd, to suffer persecution if need be, rather than to deny his Lord and Savior. That's one of the fruits of faith. But if the only time we draw near to God is when it's convenient, when it fits our schedule, that's not a fruit of faith. Anyone can do that. But God expects us to do more. They're the ones in Revelations where God speaks to the church at Laodicea. He says, they're neither hot nor cold, and so I'm going to spit them out of my mouth. They're what we would call today the fence straddlers. They want the best of the world and all the things that the world offers, but they also want the best from God. But they're not willing to make sacrifices in either way. And so Jesus says, in the end, they will lose both. And so we have to be a person who knows where we're going and wants to get there, and so we make an effort to get there. Not someone who, so to speak, knows what they want, but is in no hurry to achieve it. Have you ever gone to the mall, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, and it's going to close at 6, and you go to the mall, and you go there, and you say, I need to buy this one certain thing. And it's in one certain store. And so you go to the mall. But instead of going right to that store to get it right away, you find yourself window shopping. And you stop here, fritter a little time away, and pretty soon you run into a friend in the hall. You stop and visit with them a little bit, and maybe find another little store, and you go in and pick something up. And then all at once, the stores are closing. And you never got what you came for. Because you got sidetracked here and there and everywhere. And that's sort of what happens to people on the road to heaven. We have good intentions to serve God and to be with God. But the devil sidetracks us this week to go here. And then he sidetracks us next week to do this or that. And we go back and forth across the road to heaven, but we never make any progress down it. We just sort of fritter away the time that God gives us on this earth to worship him and to serve him and never really get the job done. That's what the fence straddler does, the lukewarm Christian, as the Laodiceans were. And so God says we need to take inventory of our life. What are we doing with it? How are we worshiping God? How are we serving him? Let's pray that we are not the people that find the door to heaven locked because we frittered away our time on this earth going back and forth, thinking about serving God, but thinking, well, I got plenty of time. I can do this, I can do that, and I'll still have time for God. We don't know what time we have. And so let us serve the Lord. Go against the grain. Fight the crowd, so to speak, so that we can stay on the narrow road to heaven and hear Jesus say, come. Come, you blessed of my Father. Enter into the mansions that have been prepared for you, prepared for us by Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us, who has forgiven us, and who enables us to worship and to serve him as his people day after day. May God grant us such a faith and life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Service will continue with the offering.